With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is another legal victory for President Trump. An appeals court has tossed out a massive civil fraud penalty against Mr. Trump in New York.
Donald Trump will not have to pay more than $515 million in penalties, even though an appeals court upheld a judge's finding that he engaged in fraud. The five-judge panel said the monetary penalty was excessive. The president, who had argued the case was politically motivated, declared victory after learning the news. However, the court upheld other punishments, including banning the president and his two eldest sons from serving in corporate leadership for a few years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There will be a special election in several months in California. Voters will decide the fate of a congressional redistricting plan designed to give Democrats five more House seats. Hurricane Erin continues generating tropical storm force winds, very heavy surf from the coastal mid-Atlantic north into southern New England. That's not keeping some people from going into the water.
I could barely sleep because I was thinking about, one, how much fun I was going to have, and two, like, this is the biggest swell in 30 years, so I didn't know what to expect, you know, double overhead. Like, you know, these could be the waves that get you, like, in a magazine, you know?
Or they could get you in very big trouble. That's why authorities are pleading with people to stay out of the ocean for now. Erin, a Cat 1 storm slowly moving away from the East Coast. Israel is rejecting the UN's declaration of famine in Gaza, a declaration that places the blame on Israel. The Israeli Foreign Ministry says Hamas propaganda is at the root of the famine declaration. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 148 points, NASDAQ futures 47 points higher. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system suspends two students.
The boys have been sent home for 10 days because they complained about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Loudoun County schools allow males and females to use the locker room or restroom that aligns with their so-called gender identity, no matter how other students feel about it. The school system says the two students were guilty of sexual harassment for expressing their discontent with having to change in the presence of a girl. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has blocked West Texas A&M University President Walter Wendler from enforcing a campus drag show ban. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the performances are likely protected under the First Amendment. The ruling reverses a lower court's decision upholding Wendler's 2023 cancellation of a drag show. The decision means the student group that brought the lawsuit can produce drag shows on campus while its lawsuit continues in a lower court. This is SRN News. Police divers in Italy have cleaned one of the biggest underwater attractions of the Mediterranean.
They've used pressurized water hoses to remove crustaceans from the Christ of the Abyss statue that was placed on the seabed off northern Italy in 1954 as a memorial to those who have died at sea. The 2.5-meter-tall bronze statue depicts Christ with his hands raised in blessing. It was made using the melted-down metals of Italy's fallen soldiers, cannons, and ships, and is considered a symbol of sacrifice in World War II. The statue is about 300 meters off the beach at a depth of about 18 meters near Portofino. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal auto safety regulators have launched an investigation into why Tesla has repeatedly broken rules that require the rapid reporting of crashes involving its self-driving technology. More details, SRNNews.com.